Stewart called and apologized last week. Get her. They've done a very nice site redesign, and he was exceptionally busy with that. So a couple things did get lost in the shuffle. We were one of them, and hey, we understand. We've gone through some redesigns ourselves, and it was worth it for the great new look of TechSideline.com. But without further ado, let's bring on Chris Horn, the ace recruiting reporter, both TechSideline.com and TheSaber.com. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mike. How are you?
Doing great. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your flexibility. I know you got a lot going on, and that 7 o'clock time slot is yours, but with Mike having his volleyball games to get to, I wanted him to be able to join us too, so thank you.
That is certainly no problem.
And did you check with the new Mrs. Horn about availability 2 weeks from tonight? We'd love to have you guys join us out there. If not, we'll do it on the phone like we've been able to do, because I know you've had some conflicts, but I'd love for you to be able to come out to that.
Well, hopefully we can. I have not checked with the Mrs. quite yet, but I plan on doing that pretty soon.
Dude, you're a newlywed. Here's some advice from a veteran. Check with her very, very, very fast. Women don't. I got a funny email from a friend of mine today who said that he told his wife, she said, "What are your plans?" And he said, "I'm going to listen to the Tech Beat with Mike Harris." And she said, "Well, where are you going to do that?" And he said, "I'm going to do it at home." She said, "You didn't tell me we were having company." She thought he was going to listen to the Tech Beat with his buddy Mike Harris, who was going to be over there. And I told her we'll have to fool her and one day actually do that, because every now and then, because of conflict, particularly around the holidays, we pre-record the show. So one day when we pre-record it, I'll slip over to his house and watch it with he and his wife. But always let your wife know well in advance. That's the one thing I learned. Hey, recruiting. We spent the first two shows, Chris, talking about Tech's 9-member recruiting class to date, giving your insight on those kids, and neither of us went out of town, obviously, because no one else committed.
Right.
But you were telling me earlier in the week that this is a pretty big weekend for recruiting. Tell me about that.
Yeah, first of all, they have a handful of unofficial visitors coming in, I'm sure, but the main focus really is for the guys coming in on official trips this weekend.
And let me interrupt here, Chris, and explain, because I say this all the time, but we do get some new listeners. Unofficial visit means this: you are paying your own way there. Each player gets 5 official visits he can take.
Mm-hmm.
You can take unlimited unofficial visits. You pay your own freight there. Once you're there, they can treat you like any other recruit. You can get all the perks of being a recruit, which really aren't that many because of the rules. Official visit means they pay your way. They can pay your transportation and put you up and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a key distinction, because the player only gets 5 official visits. And I don't know what the number is, but the schools only get X number of officials they can bring in as well.
Right. That is correct.
Okay.
In terms of, Virginia Tech actually had their first official visitor last weekend, so it was maybe a good warm-up for the coaches to go through that with Zach Luckett, who was a 6'3", 205-pound athlete out of Holy Spirit High School in New Jersey. Took an official visit last weekend of Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech was his favorite coming into the trip, and he had never been, but he had wanted to come down, get a feel for it, to see if he felt comfortable. And the trip went awesome, and he had a great time. He did not commit. He says he wants to decide in December, but he may only take one other official visit, which would be to Boston College. But Zach is certainly a fantastic athlete. He plays running back, actually, for head coach Bill Walsh up there in Holy Spirit. But projects mainly as a receiver, but with his physique, he's one of those physical specimen type guys, and he can really run. So he could. He's the kind of guy that you bring him in possibly as a receiver, but don't be surprised if he ends up somewhere else at another position with his flexibility as well. But coming in this weekend, actually, 3 very, very big recruits, all 4-star recruits. And we'll start off with which is both of them, all 3 recruits play need positions pretty much for Virginia Tech, 2 of them for the offensive line and 1 for a defensive line. We'll start with the offensive line guys, and I guess you have to start off. We'll start off in state with Alex Sadler, who's a 6'6", 300-pound offensive lineman out of Liberty High School in Bealeton, Virginia. He is coming in on an official visit to Tech this weekend, and I know he told me earlier in the process that Virginia Tech was kind of his childhood favorite, the team that he grew up watching, and I think I would say Tech probably has a pretty good shot with him. I'm not sure in terms of when he's going to make a decision, but this weekend will be big for them to be able to show Alex what Virginia Tech's made of. Obviously, I'm sure he's been to visited Tech before, but it's always good for that official visit experience. And Alex is a big recruit, like I said, offensive line. He's 6'6", 300 pounds. He's a top offensive lineman in the state of Virginia, so he's big in that regard, too, to get a top recruit from the state of Virginia. And obviously one of the top offensive linemen in the country. And then another prospect who is a top offensive lineman in the country as well is Aaron Brown, 6'6", 285-pound offensive tackle recruit out of Princeton High School in Cincinnati, Ohio. This is his fourth official visit. He's already taken official visits to Auburn, Ohio State, and Louisville last weekend. He has one more to Miami after this Virginia Tech one. But I think Virginia Tech's in pretty good position with him. I think they at least have just as good a shot as the rest of these schools that are in the mix. But Aaron's certainly a top prospect. He's got long arms, so his coach feels that he's going to be an offensive tackle on the next level, and he's another one of those guys who's rated very highly nationally. And if Virginia Tech could land an Aaron Brown and an Alex Stadler, obviously those are two excellent recruits for a position that they really want to stock up this year, and certainly would make a statement early in the process if they can get commitments from those two guys. And the third player is one of my favorites, and Jared Odrick, who's a defensive lineman out of Lebanon High School in Pennsylvania. He's 6'6", 295 pounds. He's another four-star recruit, four-star guy. He's got official visits lined up to he's already taken one to Florida, which was last weekend. He's got Virginia Tech this weekend. He's got Penn State in October, and then he's got Georgia and Virginia. Virginia will be being his last official visit, which will take place in November. And Jared, like I said, he's 6'6", 300 pounds. He plays defensive end, actually, in high school. He projects on the next level. A lot of people think, obviously, with his size that he's going to end up as a tackle. He would prefer possibly to play defensive end, but I think ultimately he realizes his size may lend himself to being more of a defensive tackle. But he's just all-around great, versatile defensive line prospect. And certainly with the way that Virginia Tech obviously emphasizes defensive line, defensive end and defensive tackles, landing a quality prospect like this would kind of continue their tradition, such as like Jonathan Lewis at defensive tackle, continue their tradition of bringing in great defensive tackles into the program, and certainly landing a national four-star recruit does more also for the program in terms of getting more exposure and bringing as much exposure to the program. So three very, very good prospects coming in on official visits this week. And so it should be interesting to see what their comments are following the official visit.
And four-star is big time. A lot of people, mm-hmm. I mean, I remember 2 years ago, there were only 45 stars. So when four-star, you're talking about the second level down, but still real, real high up there. You can win a lot with a lot of four-stars.
Exactly. And just look at some of the schools that have offered these three prospects, such as Aaron Brown, Auburn, Ohio State's on the list, Miami's there. Alex Stadler, I know, has offers also from Miami. I believe Florida State has offered Alabama, Notre Dame. Those are some other out-of-state programs. And Jared mentioned his official visit list, which included Florida and Georgia as well as Penn State, obviously the home state school, and then Virginia. So just top schools that Virginia Tech is doing battle with, but legitimately has a good chance with all three, I think, and especially the two offensive linemen. I think Jared is don't want to say it's going to be harder for Virginia Tech, but I think there's certainly more competition. I think I would say Virginia Tech's chances with Brown and Stadler are a little bit better right now, but certainly if they have an impressive weekend, I think they can impress Jared as well.
Now, the way official visits work, Chris, is you usually get them in a trickle, like you mentioned. Now, they had their first one last week. They've got three coming in because these young men are busy with their own seasons, and mm-hmm. a lot of people play on Friday nights, but there's some areas that still play on Saturday afternoons. That's a big deal. You get most of your visits in December when college season is on a little bit of a hiatus mm-hmm. before the bowls and high school playoffs are over. Is that pretty much the way it works? In other words, there will only be a couple between now and then, but then in December they'll come in a rush.
Obviously, with Virginia Tech, as far as Virginia Tech is concerned, the game atmosphere is such a big draw. They certainly would like to get as many prospects as they can, especially, I guess, most specifically out of state into Blacksburg, so they can see a game atmosphere and have that experience, because it is such a draw and it is such a positive for Virginia Tech. But in terms of the in-state recruits, such as, I guess, for as an example, Verina High School's running back Brandon Monner has set an official visit with Virginia Tech for January. But that may not be as big of a deal because he can just easily come for an unofficial visit, which I'm sure you'll see a very good amount of recruits at the Miami-Virginia Tech game. And in addition to this weekend, I think they do have several recruits slated from the state of Virginia to come in for unofficial visits. Last weekend they had Matt Wright, who is outstanding linebacker out of Phoebus High School, 6'3", 205 pounds. He came in for an unofficial visit last weekend for the Ohio game, and he told me last night that he will not be making it this weekend. But so certainly for the in-state prospects, it's good to get them in for it's easier for them to come in and check out the games. But in terms of official visits, you're right in the sense that most of the official visits probably take place in December, right after the high school the season is over, and then of course end of January for those prospects that really like to wait towards signing day. You'll see a lot of visits in January, and then maybe even the last weekend up until signing day. But in terms of out-of-state prospects, I think Virginia Tech certainly likes the draw of bringing them in for a game and showing off their awesome home atmosphere.
And it is real nice, particularly as that stadium gets complete. They're still working on that. I hope they keep these prospects out of the press box because it's still a little dusty up there. That's fine for us. We can throw on some old clothes and muddle our way through a game. But, man, I wouldn't bring them up there just yet. And, yeah, I know Miner's already been there. I met him at there. The state guys can get there a little bit easier. The other guys, it's not quite as easy to get to Virginia Tech.
That's right. But as you mentioned earlier, once they get there, they can get free tickets, obviously, and so they don't have to pay for the tickets once they get there. So it's certainly a more incentive, I guess, for the in-state guy just to make the trip up there.
Yeah. Do you happen to know? I should know this number. And Frank Beamer gave us a number of it. They had a great percentage of signees to official visits. You're obviously not going to get everybody, but he was real pleased with his percentage. But in talking to coaches, what do they, you know, if they bring in 50 kids, they want to sign 25 of them, 20. What's a good percentage? What do they want to hit?
I think in terms of official visits, the kids they bring in for official visits.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you certainly want a good percentage. I think most of the kids, obviously, you bring in for official visits. Obviously, the kids that, first of all, really like your program, obviously, enough to give you an official visit since they only have five, which does actually seem sometimes like a lot, but a lot of kids do like to go through the whole process and take five official visits. But certainly, I think once you get the prospects on campus or on grounds, I think you would like to obviously have a good percentage, like you just mentioned, commit, because obviously it shows that you're doing things the right way. Obviously, you're able to close the deal on a lot of recruits that are able to visit at that time. So I think the percentage that you mentioned is probably what you want. Probably certainly 50% would be a good number as well. So I think it just shows you're doing a lot of positive things once you bring the recruits on official visits, and certainly gives you confidence for future classes that you're doing things the right way. And in terms of, like I said earlier, Virginia Tech bringing kids in during games, I think obviously that kind of shows that bringing them in for that experience and getting them to see that experience has paid off in the past, and I think it'll continue to pay off in the future.
And, Chris, I want to get to a little discussion on the Wahoos. Yes, this is the Tech beat, but that's the big competitor for a lot of these state kids. And I know when we first started talking last season, Virginia was way ahead of Virginia Tech in the number of commitments, and Frank Beamer kept saying, well, you know, is it February yet? Let's see what it looks like. And most ranking services had them about equal. Mm-hmm. To date, how does Virginia's class look?
Well, and that's a good point, I think, in terms of a lot of, waiting until February is certainly a good move, I think, for a lot of recruiting fans as well. And it's certainly important not to get too high or too low, I guess, during the process, I guess, until maybe January, February comes rolling around. But in terms of Virginia has a good amount of commitments this year like they did last year. They have 16 right now.
16
verbal
commitments. I knew they had a lot, but I had no idea. Wow. All right, carry on. I'm sorry. You just sort of stunned me a little bit.
And, I believe they're looking to take 25 kids this year. And Virginia's done a good job, I think, so far. It seems like, obviously, the more you get into the program, it seems like the more the type of kid that you're really looking for that you know could fit into your program is what you're really looking for. And obviously, everybody wants those highly rated 4 or 5 star guys. But also, what's really key to me is just finding those guys who really fit your program and who you think can really contribute and be effective in your program. And that's something that Virginia Tech obviously has done a great job of over the past decade or so, getting those types of players in there. And Virginia right now, I guess that linebacker was a pretty key position of need coming into this year's class. And they have 5 guys who are projected at linebackers. It seems like all of them are good athletes and they can run. So they bring a lot of versatility to the table, which I think is symbolic. I think is one quality that Al Groh certainly likes in a lot of his recruits is some versatility that they can move around. And those linebackers, I think, kind of fit that bill. They can all run 4.6s, 4.7s. It seems like they have size as well, including Mark Hertzlick, who's a 6'4", 240-pound linebacker prospect out of Conestoga High School in Wayne, Pennsylvania. In addition to the linebacker position, Virginia's done a good job, I think, bringing in some speed. Looking at the running back position as well as wide receiver position, you see Reynard Horn, no relation, but he's out of Baltimore, Maryland, Overlay High School.
No relation, huh? He didn't get your speed, but go ahead.
And he's 6'1", 200 pounds, but he ran a 4.6 in the 40-yard dash at the Penn State Nike camp. Really impressed Virginia at the summer camp, and actually Virginia Tech was looking at him as well. Wanted to bring him into Virginia Tech's camp, but unfortunately he could not make it to that camp. Virginia did offer him during the summer, and Virginia was his only offer at the time. I know he's off to a good start. His senior year in the first 2 games has been very productive as a running back. The other running back is Cordell Young, who's a 5'8", 180-pound prospect out of West Deptford High School in New Jersey. And he's 5'8", 180 pounds, but he runs in the 4.4 range in the 40 and, again, brings speed. And he's very athletic as well, could play defensive back, could play running back. He's a 4-year starter for West Deptford, and he started at tailback as a freshman in high school, which is pretty significant for a pretty good football program as well.
Let me interrupt there. One of my son's roommate's girlfriend is a recent Tech grad who is now the activities director, not like the athletic director, but, mm-hmm. Coordinates the student dances and stuff at that high school, West Deptford.
Wow.
I wonder if she knows this kid is committed to her alma mater's arch rival. Anyway, go ahead. She was in town for the weekend for the football game, ate lunch with us, and I should have said, hey, you got a kid up there committed to the Wahoos. But anyway, go ahead.
I'm sure she probably has heard of him. He's a pretty big guy.
Now, is that Mike Green, the kid that didn't work out at Tech or hasn't worked out yet, or I don't even know what his status is, but is that his high school, the fullback who had the ulcer or some sort of stomach problem and went home?
I believe Mike. Oh man, I can't believe I'm blanking on this.
Well, I mean,
he's from that area.
Yeah,
he's
okay.
From that area. Deptford High School, I believe. But
yeah, I don't know. If it's west, east, north, south. But yeah, okay.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
But Deptford is what rung a bell with me. I can't remember all the details either. But
that's right. That's
I'm
right.
Old. I have an excuse. What's your anyway? Go ahead.
I know. I guess I'm getting up there. That's for sure. So I'm slipping a little bit. Slipping, but
married life.
I wasn't going to go there yet, but maybe in a couple of weeks. We'll see if it continues.
Oh, woo. All right, anyway.
Yeah, we'll delete
pardon
that.
The interruption. I'm not trying to steal the name of a TV show, but you can continue.
But Chris Dalton, a wide receiver out of Statesville, North Carolina, another kid with a lot of speed, 4.33 in the 40-yard dash, and he was timed at 4.3 on 3 consecutive combines. And he's a prospect that I think could be a pretty nice sleeper for Virginia. He was offered by Clemson as well, but he's a pretty big, he's an important cog in the West Iredell High School offense there. And so I think Virginia's done a good job bringing in speed, bringing in some depth and some talent at linebacker as well. In-state wise, Virginia has a commitment from Sean Gottschalk out of Deep Run High School in Glen Allen, Virginia. Gottschalk also had offers from Miami, Georgia, Virginia Tech. Some pretty good offers there. And I think he projects as a defensive end on the next level. He's 6'5", 250 pounds. But from what I hear, he has actually gotten a little bit bigger for this year and is looking to continue his consistency from last season. He really broke out, Coach Lenny Pritchard felt, midway through that season and was looking forward to having a great year this year. I know he has about 5 or 6 catches from the tight end position this year. So he's a very solid prospect, rated a 3-star right now, but with his offers, which really could be 4-star offers with such, Miami, Georgia, and some of those other schools. It just depends on this year if he can obviously continue his consistency and continue improving. I think he could be a prospect that bumps up to that four-star level.
All right. Well, when we have you on next week, Chris, I want to look at, I know you said they're going for 25, so they've got 9 slots to fill, and I know Virginia Tech is going to get up in that range, maybe not quite mm-hmm. that high, so even though they've gotten between them 25 commitments, there's still some recruiting to go. We'll take a look at who some of the head-to-heads are, because I know they don't all, you know, you say tomato, I say tomato. We'll look at a kid and think different things, but there are a lot of kids they look at, and they both go, tomato, and he's a tomato I want.
Right.
So there's some heavy-duty battles, and I know I did a story a couple weeks ago. I guess it was last week on Virginia Tech's amazing number of Virginians, but some of the recruiting analysts were talking about how the battles in the state have intensified since Al Groh took over, particularly in the western and southwestern part of the state. That used to be Beamerville. I mean, that's where he's from.
Mm-hmm.
But Al Groh and his staff have gotten into there, and it's created some interesting battles and made the recruiting almost as competitive as the games. So in a week, we'll talk about what's ahead. We know what they have so far, and then between now and February, we'll try to project a little bit about who may end up where.
Yeah, so I look forward to it. It certainly is. It makes it more fun on the recruiting trail when it's Virginia versus Virginia Tech there. I know both fan bases like to compare classes, especially once signing day comes rolling around. So that's always a fun part of it, too.
Well, I tell you what, I'm convinced, and I told you I'd let you go, but I lied. I'm going to keep you around for one more minute because I have a theory that and when I was a student at VCU and our big rival was Richmond, and then when I started covering Richmond, and, of course, their big rival is VCU, I was always convinced that that series was more intense, the games were better when both teams were good.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the years that was the case. That's two pretty strong programs you're talking about. I know Richmond had some downtime and VCU's had some downtime. And it wasn't always at the same time. Richmond would be good, VCU would be down, and vice versa. But the years that they were both really good, I mean the intensity, the anticipation, I think it's the same way with this great football rivalry we have here in the state. I mean, if one team's better than the other, and it's kind of ho-hum, but when they're both top 25-type teams, both bowl-type teams, both heavy-duty hitters in the recruiting trail, it just mm-hmm. makes everything a lot more fun.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think once I think ultimately, even though they may deny it, I think the fans would like that as well.
We want Virginia to be good, but just not quite as good. And the Virginia people, and we want Tech to be good, but just not quite as good. They can be real good if we're great, you know, that kind of thing. And
that's right.
That's to be expected.
Chris,
enjoy the rest of the night. Again, I appreciate the flexibility. Next week, you lead off again. You're my lead-off hitter, Chris Horn.
I appreciate it. Thank you.